Hi, it's me, Tiwa Ogunlesi. I'm a life coach, founder of Confident and Killing It, and you're listening to the Confident and Killing It podcast. This show is about waking you up to your worth so you can be confident, unstoppable, and dare to live the life that you truly desire. No more fear and insecurities getting in the way. It's time to master your mind, believe in yourself, and show up in the world. Let's get into it.
Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Confident and Killing It. It's Mental Health Awareness Day on the 10th of October. So as that's this coming week, I wanted to create this episode around your mind and mental health. So the title of today's episode is Your Mind Sabotaging You? And I was inspired to talk about this because I saw a tweet. Someone said, facing self-hate is so difficult. And I was wondering, like, why is it so difficult to confront and do the work to develop yourself and get over your insecurities and the self-hate and, you know, cross over to the other side? Because for me, it's a no-brainer. Like, you face your demons and you come out of the other side stronger and you have a happier, better life. But a lot of people are really afraid to confront the trauma and the negativity that they have faced in their life. I haven't always been confident. I was a very insecure teenager. I really struggled with comparison. My mind was a mess. My negative thoughts were just on overdrive. I showed up confidently in the world, but actually in my mind, it was just a really, really dark place. And I shared my story on previous episodes, but you know, there might be some new listeners who haven't heard it before. Dealing with a negative mind was very painful because I just thought my mind is my mind and that's just the way it is. So when I would think of, you know, bad things happening to me or to my family, I couldn't really tell anyone about it because it's like, how do you walk up to somebody and be like, I'm having weird thoughts about you dying? Like, that's not a great conversation starter. So I kept a lot of my thoughts to myself. It got painful. It got really painful. And the more I tried to run away from it, the louder and louder and louder it got. So I remember when I was about 17, I was drinking loads, you know, I was going out, blacking out when I went out, things like that, because it was just like, whatever, I'm just going to go have fun and try and shut my mind up. But the more you run away from these things, the louder and louder and louder it gets. Anyways, when I turned 21, my mom gave me a book called 15 Laws of Growth by John Maxwell. And that book literally changed my life. Up until that point, I had thought that my mind was my mind and there was nothing I could do about it. But after reading that book, I learned about how you can be intentional about your personal growth and you can actually program your mind to work for you rather than against you. During that season, I was at university one evening and I was leaving the study room and a girl was walking in with a guitar and loads of bags. So I held the door open for her so she could come in. And as she comes in, she goes, oh, hi, we're about to run a Bible study in here. Do you want to join? And I was like, I'd never been to a Bible study. My faith was completely kind of just dead at the time. I was still a Christian, but I wouldn't say I had a relationship with God or anything like that. And she was inviting me into this Bible study. And I was just like, this random woman giving me kumbaya vibes, I'm not sure about this. So I said to her, oh, thank you so much for inviting me, but you know, I'm quite tired. It was like 8 o'clock. So I was like, you know what? I'm quite tired. I think I just want to go home. And then she says, I know you might be tired, but when you spend time with God, he gives you strength. And I was like, God, yep, I get the message. And I literally turned around and followed her into the Bible study because there's no comeback after that, you know? So I turned around and I went into the Bible study with her and it does start off with the singing. And I was like, oh, this is a bit cringe. But then they got into the actual message of the evening and you will never believe what it was about. The Bible study was about how your mind is a battlefield. Your negative thoughts will often try to pull you down, but you have a spirit of love, of peace, and of a calm mind. And you actually have the strength to overcome a negative mind. When I heard all of this, I literally burst into tears, because the book, the self-help book, and the Bible were both saying the same thing. And I had never really heard it like that before. So there I was, all my teenage years, I had dealt with this negative mind. And then in the same year, I am getting confirmation that, yes, we all have messy minds, but it doesn't have to be like that. Yes, we all have messy minds, but we have the power and the strength to overcome it and to program our minds for success. Everyone deserves a mind that empowers them rather than a mind that sabotages them. So today I'm going to be looking at what a sabotaging mind looks like. And if you feel you are ticking some of these boxes, I want you to know that you can do something about it. I want you to know that that does not have to be your norm. Sticking with a mind that sabotages you rather than a mind that empowers you. You don't have to do that. You have the power of choice to focus your attention on the great things about you and love and believe in yourself. Every single human being deserves to love and believe in themselves. So that's my kind of very quick mental health journey. Since I started that journey 6 years ago, I have not looked back. The woman you know today, the Tiwa who is confident and killing it, started 6 years ago when I was 21. Okay? That's when all of this started. That's when I started investing in myself and practicing confidence on a daily basis, challenging my negative thoughts. This has been in the making for 6 years. So don't look at my confidence and be like, oh, I really want what she has and expect to have it tomorrow. No. You have to put in the work. And I want my life to be a testament to the fact that when you face your demons, you actually come out stronger. When you face the self-hate, when you challenge it, when you choose to believe in your worth, the freedom and the joy that comes with that is unmatched. So yes, it's scary. But the outcome is absolutely incredible. And I'm going to talk more about that later. But first, I just want to say that, you know, truth is relative. What is true for me might not be true for you. We all create our own realities and our own truths. So there might be some things you might have heard growing up a lot as a child, and now you've taken that to be facts. And you've taken that to be your truth. But actually, your life should be evolving. What happens in one moment does not need to define your whole lifetime. So if you've had a traumatic childhood or you face really negative situations in the past, that does not mean that has to be your truth for the rest of your life. One of my clients was talking to me about how she faced a really bad depression. And so when she was depressed, her mind told her, you're weak. That's why you're depressed. And she kept that as her truth. And she believed every single day that she was weak. But is that the real truth about her? Is she actually weak? No, she's not. She has incredible strengths, but she was not awake to them. So she believed her mind when her mind told her that she was weak because she went through depression. You are not weak. If you have gone through depression, you are not. So what happens in one moment does not need to be your whole life's truth. So at this point, you might be thinking, why are our minds so negative, Tiwa? Like, why do we grow up naturally hating ourselves more than we grow up loving ourselves? There's a couple of reasons for this. First of all, society does not help. The messages and the brainwashing that we get at such a young age, especially women, is insane. I know I've said this once, but I will literally say it again and again and again until somebody gets it. Capitalism feeds off women's insecurities. Patriarchy feeds off women being asleep and on autopilot and not living in their power. Because when women step into their power, patriarchy can no longer exist. So society has created a world where women naturally grow up hating themselves so they can buy products and buy experiences and buy services that help them feel better about themselves. So you actually have to question the messages that you have been getting from a young age and the things that have influenced you. Society is always changing, trends are always changing, and they do this on purpose so you can never keep up. There is no such thing as the perfect face, the perfect body, the perfect life. That is all fabricated by society, and then they change it seasonally. So every time you think you've just caught up, the trend changes again. Do not fall into that rat race. I have seen generational cycles of women having low self-esteem. So for example, apparently my grandma used to look in the mirror and pretend to give herself a facelift. What happened next? My mom saw that. And then my mom would look in the mirror and squeeze her thighs. And then when I was growing up and seeing I had the same thighs as my mom, I was like, hang on. If she had a problem with her thighs and my thighs look exactly like hers, then that means there's a problem with my thighs. And then I became really insecure about my body. And that body insecurity led to low confidence in so many different areas of my life. So the messages you take in and the way you talk about yourself and the way you see yourself are so important, because this is how low self-esteem and a sabotaging mind gets passed from generation to generation to generation. So if you hate yourself and if you hate your body and you don't love the life that you're living, wake up. That is what society wants. They want to keep you on autopilot so that you do not step into your power. It's time to wake up and challenge the norm. And that is why Confident and Killing It exists, because I said enough is enough. There is no way I am going to keep watching generation after generation of women and girls growing up not loving themselves. Every single human being deserves to love and believe in themselves. That should be the norm. And so if you don't love and believe in yourself, do something about it. Do something about it. Don't just keep living on autopilot. You have the power of choice to do something about it. Messages, negative messages, society brainwashing you, all these old rules and regulations of how a woman should be and look and this and that, all of these things send messages to your subconscious that tell you you are not good enough and make you hate yourself. Okay, so it might not always be from you. Messages can come from outside that influence that. So you owe it to yourself not to be influenced by those messages. The second reason why you might have a mind that's sabotaging you is because our brains have a natural negativity bias. We tend to take in more negative information than we do positive information. And this has to do with evolution and how, you know, back in the day, we had to scan the environment for threats and you know, things. And it was like people who saw the threats survived. And if you just walked around willy-nilly, you would get eaten by something and that's the end of you. So the strongest were the ones who saw the threats and got over the threats. And so naturally, we have a bias to look out for danger to keep us safe. Now, the issue is if you're always looking out for danger, that means you're always looking for what's wrong. That means you're always looking for what's not good enough. And that begins to take over your whole mind. So here are five signs to look out for to see if your mind is sabotaging you, okay? So remember, my mind used to sabotage me. I did the work and now my mind is so empowering. Like when I look and think about my future, I just get so excited because my mind usually is now supporting me rather than holding me back. I still get negative thoughts, don't get me wrong. I still have self-doubt sometimes, but not to the point of where it paralyzes me that I cannot do what I know I really want to do. So if your mind is sabotaging you, you will be heavy on the criticism, heavy on the self-criticism. You will say things like, I'm not good enough. I'm not smart enough. I'm not skilled enough. I'm not skinny enough. I'm not pretty enough. You will beat yourself up so much for all of these tiny little things, and you will play those memories over and over and over again in your mind and pick at yourself for every small mistake that you make. You see mistakes as a sign of weakness. You see asking for help as a sign of weakness. You see failure as a sign of weakness. And so you criticize yourself nonstop. If you criticize yourself nonstop, that is a sign that your mind is sabotaging you. The second point is that you tend to believe things that don't actually serve you. Now, if I asked you, how long do you think you're going to live till? Most people will tell me, oh, I'm going to live till like 80 something, 90 something, maybe even 100. Now, you actually have no idea how long you're going to live till, but you choose to believe you're going to live till you're old. Now, if I came and said to you, actually, no, I think you're probably going to live till like maybe your late 30s, you would be like, God forbid, how dare you say that to me? Who do you think you are? You don't even know. You would fight me, right? No one's going to say, oh, I think you're going to die soon and be like, okay, yeah, that's a fair point. No one's just going to do that. If somebody came to you and said, you're going to die soon, you would fight them on it and you would defend yourself. Now, you actually have no proof, no facts whatsoever how long you're going to live till. But if somebody tried to shorten that for you, you would stand up for yourself. This shows me that you can choose to believe some things even when you have no evidence for it. I'll say that again. You can choose to believe in some things even when you have no evidence for it. So sometimes you believe in ideas and thoughts that don't serve you. Things like, I'm bad with money. I don't have enough experience or knowledge to launch my business. I need to be perfect so no one judges me and I don't get embarrassed. I don't want anyone to call me out as a fraud. You feel heavy on the shame. You think you are a bad person. Do these things serve you? Think about it. Thinking you don't have what it takes to launch your business, does that actually serve you? No, it does not. So you need to ask yourself, does this thought sabotage me or empower me? Is this a helpful thought? How is thinking you are bad with money going to add any value to your life? How is thinking that you need to be perfect so no one can judge you add any value to your life? Meanwhile, you cannot control whether people judge you or not. There is nothing you can do to control whether people are going to judge you or not. You're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't. People will always have something to say. So the best thing to do is just live your life how you want it and not get obsessed about being perfect so no one can judge you. Because when you do come across as perfect, they judge you for being perfect. So you can never win if that's what you focus on. Third sign that your mind is sabotaging you, you can talk about your weaknesses easier than you talk about your strengths. I can never understand people who cringe to talk about their strengths. I just can't understand it. When I ask people to talk about their strengths sometimes, I see a pain inside of them. It's like there's this like, oh my God, I can't. Like, it's just like something has like chained their whole body and their throat and they just cannot say something nice about themselves. Hello? That is not normal. That is not okay. If you resist talking about yourself in a positive light, that means you have a mind that sabotages you. That means you have a mind that is telling you, you are not worthy. You are not good enough. You don't have anything great to offer the world. That is sabotage. You deserve to own your strengths and celebrate yourself. The fourth sign that your mind is sabotaging you is if you go into the future and rehearse the worst possible outcome. And I see so many people do this. It hasn't even happened yet, but you have already gone into the future to think of all the things that could go wrong. What if they laugh at me? What if they judge me? What if people don't like it? What if no one buys my product or my idea? It has not even happened yet. So don't go into the future and think of the worst possible outcome. Think of the outcome you actually want. Fear is just a negative thought of something in the future that has not happened yet. So if you can think, what if I fail? You can also think, what if I succeed? You have no idea what's going to happen. So look at what is true right now in the moment. You probably have everything you need to succeed, but you are choosing to focus on the fact that you might fail. It's crazy how you can have 90% certainty that things are going to work out for you, but you will only focus on that 10% that it might not happen. Focus on the 90. And finally, your mind is sabotaging you if you are a perfectionist. Perfectionism is sabotage. Don't be fooled. Perfectionism is not excellence. Perfectionism is sabotage. Because you set ridiculously high standards for yourself that you know you can't reach. And then when you don't reach them, you start feeling bad, you criticize yourself, you think you're not good enough, and then you disqualify yourself from your dreams. Perfectionism will hold you back. So if you are a perfectionist, that is self-sabotage. Just FYI. So these are some of the things that will tell you if your mind is sabotaging you or not. Now, if you ticked any of these boxes, please do not settle. Please don't settle. I know it might be scary to confront your negative emotions. I know it might be scary to feel them. Trust me, I was one of those people who are like, ew, feelings, ugh, that slows me down. I'm way too productive. I'm way too much of a boss babe to stop and have emotions. No. I had to throw that belief out the door. It is okay to feel your emotions. It is okay to slow down and confront your negative emotions. You have to do that inner work. Because if you don't, you will stay stuck with a mind that is sabotaging you and you will not reach your full potential. So I want you to pause and think of how amazing your life can be when you have an idea and your brain is going, yes, you go girl, you can do this, you've got what it takes. Because that is possible. You can actually program your mind to do that. Your mind isn't a block of cement. Your mind is like plastic. It can mold, it can change, it can create new things. This is called neuroplasticity, where if you have like a habit that is kind of wired into your brain, you can create a new path. It will take effort to chop down all the trees and the branches and create the new walkway, but you can actually do that through repetition and intentionality. So if you want to move away from a mind that is sabotaging you and move more towards a mind that is empowering you, you need to look at your life like a battlefield. You need to get strategic. You need to practice confidence daily. Confidence is a practice. It's not just something that shows up at your door. You need to practice it and be intentional about it. And this is where positive psychology comes in. So I really, really recommend reading about it. And positive psychology is all about the fact that regular psychology focused on depression and pain and all the causes of pain. But no one actually studied the science behind well-being. What do you have to do to create a mind that works for you? In coming episodes, I'm going to talk about the PERMA model, which is the 5 pillars of well-being. Positive emotions, being engaged, relationships, having meaning in your life and purpose, and celebrating yourself for achievements. Okay, that's called the PERMA model. And I'm going to unpack that in episodes to come. But just want you to be aware, the first step in creating change is first waking up to it. If you are living on autopilot, you have no idea that your mind is sabotaging you. So if you tick some of these boxes, please do not settle. You owe it to yourself that you work on your mind and have freedom. Freedom is possible for you. You do not need to live in the bondage of self-hate. Freedom is possible for you. You can choose to believe that. The same way you can choose to believe when you're going to live till, you can choose to believe that you deserve a mind that is loving and that is caring and supports you rather than a mind that criticizes you the whole time. Remember, you have the power of choice. And if you're like, Tiwa, I am done with this negative mind situation. I need to change my life around. Where do I begin? Great question. You need to know what you are good at doing. You need to know your strengths. You need to know the things you love about yourself, okay? So on my website, there's a strength finder tool that you can download to help you articulate what your strengths are. If you are not awake to the goodness in you, you cannot have a mind that empowers and supports you. So first step is you owe it to yourself to deep dive into your strengths and figure out what it is you are good at doing, what you love doing, and what matters the most to you. Those three things: your strengths, your interests, and your values. Make sure you articulate those three things, because that is what is really going to help you wake up to all the amazing things inside of you. And then you can start living and being intentional with your life. Please prioritize your mental health. It is so, so important. I hope this episode has helped. I hope you've learned a lot about me and my journey. I am no perfect confidence queen, right? I have had my fair share of negative thoughts, but I programmed my mind. And one of my favorite quotes ever is, she knew the power of her mind, so she programmed it for success. Are you going to program your mind for success, or are you going to stay stuck with a mind that is holding you back and sabotaging you? The choice is literally yours. Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, please get in touch with me. I would love to hear from you via Instagram DMs at Tiwalola or at Confident and Killing It. Let me know what you thought. Share this with a friend. It is so important for us to spread awareness around mental health and be authentic and open and have these important conversations. So if you enjoyed it, please do share it. And remember to subscribe to the podcast and leave a review as well. If you're loving the episodes, thank you so much for listening. Love you all. And until next time, stay confident and killing it.